The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today, border to border, coast to coast, across the Fruited Plain. And, folks, we've got a lot happening up on Capitol Hill right now. Is unbelievable, the testimony coming out of General Ratfink Milley. General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is testifying right now about this debacle of a story coming out of Afghanistan, now calling it a strategic failure. That's the word from General Mark Milley, testifying today at the Senate Armed Services Committee. And in doing so, he has thrown President Trump or President Biden under the bus, and also Nancy Pelosi. It is unbelievable, the testimony coming out of General Milley. This is the man who colluded with Nancy Pelosi behind closed doors to stage a de facto coup in the final days of the Trump administration. By the way, General Milley also admitted that President Trump did set a conditional departure from Afghanistan. So it's really fascinating because Milley is actually backing up everything President Trump said was going to happen. And he's backing up the president's decisions to offer a conditional withdrawal from Afghanistan. Cut number, we've got a lot of audio to play here. I want to start out with cut number six. This is General Milley throwing Biden under the bus.
General Milley, I can only conclude that your advice about staying in Afghanistan was rejected. I'm shocked to learn that your advice wasn't sought until August 25th on staying past the August 31 deadline. I understand that you're the principal military advisor, that you advise, you don't decide, the president decides. But if all this is true, General Milley, why haven't you resigned?
Senator, as a senior military officer, resigning is a really serious thing. It's a political act if I'm resigning in protest. My job is to provide advice. My statutory responsibility is to provide legal advice or best military advice to the president, and that's my legal requirement. That's what the law is. The president doesn't have to agree with that advice. He doesn't have to make those decisions just because we're generals. And it would be an incredible act of political defiance for a commissioned officer to just resign because my advice is not taken. This country doesn't want generals figuring out what orders we are going to accept and do or not. That's not our job. The principle of civilian control of the military is absolute. It's critical to this republic. In addition to that, just from a personal standpoint, you know, my dad didn't get a choice to resign at Iwo Jima. And those kids that are at Abbey Gate, they don't get a choice to resign. And I'm not going to turn my back on them. I'm not going to resign. They can't resign, so I'm not going to resign. There's no way. If the orders are illegal, we're in a different place. But if the orders are legal from civilian authority, I intend to carry them out.
So look, here's what you need to know just happened. Not only did General Milley say that they recommended 2,500 troops stay in Afghanistan to help oversee the evacuation of Americans, but also the commander of U.S. Central Command, that would be Marine General Kenneth McKenzie, he also said that there needed to be troops left behind. This was the official military recommendation that was given to President Biden And Biden told the American people that no senior military leadership advised him to leave a troop presence in Afghanistan. So one of two things is going on here. Either Joe Biden lied, just outright lied to the American people, or number two, and what I consider to be possibly more plausible, is that Joe Biden has no recollection of actually meeting with his senior military leaders. In other words, the guy is so mentally addled, his mind is so addled, that he did not remember the advice, the recommendations that senior military leadership gave him. So here we are, and now in later testimony today, they could not confirm how many Americans were still left in Afghanistan. The number that they were asked to weigh in on was the number 4,000. So clearly, they're within the realm of the government. Somebody knows exactly how many Americans are left behind in Afghanistan, and it's got to be around that number, 4,000. They just didn't pick that number out of the air. So look, this is fascinating, because now we have a situation where Biden completely ignored the advice of the military commanders, but Biden went out there and told the American people, nobody ever told me to do that. So that is going to make Jen Psaki's job today very, very interesting. Now, a couple of things could happen. Do not be surprised if they call off the White House press briefing today. I don't think they're going to do that, but don't be surprised if they do. But if there is a press briefing, we're going to dip into that. And Grace, I know you're keeping track on the social media sites, but this is going to be huge, because the White House is going to have to address this. Somebody's lying. It's either General McKenzie and General Milley, or it's Joe Biden. But somebody is not telling the truth here, and that's a big problem. So we've got a lot more audio. You know, as a matter of fact, I do want to play some of this. Milley also threw Pelosi under the bus. He's describing the telephone call where they colluded together to overthrow President Trump. Cut number eight, please.
Later that same day, on 8 January, Speaker of the House Pelosi called me to inquire about the president's ability to launch nuclear weapons. I sought to assure her that nuclear launch is governed by a very specific and deliberate process. She was concerned and made various personal references characterizing the president. I explained to her that the president is the sole nuclear launch authority, and he doesn't launch them alone, and that I am not qualified to determine the mental health of the President of the United States. There are processes, protocols, and procedures in place, and I repeatedly assured her that there is no chance of an illegal, unauthorized, or accidental launch. By presidential directive and Secretary of Defense directives, the chairman is part of the process to ensure the president is fully informed when determining the use of the world's deadliest weapons. By law, I am not in the chain of command, and I know that. However, by presidential directive and DOD instruction, I am in the chain of communication to fulfill my legal, statutory role as the president's primary military advisor. After the Speaker Pelosi call, I convened a short meeting in my office with key members of my staff to refresh all of us on the procedures which we practice daily at the action officer level. Additionally, I immediately informed Acting Secretary of Defense Miller Speaker Pelosi's phone call. At no time was I attempting to change or influence the process, usurp authority, or insert myself in the chain of command. But I am expected, I am required to give my advice and ensure that the president is fully informed on military matters.
Okay, that's a bunch of great a-hooey right there, ladies and gentlemen. Let me explain what we just heard for you. Milley just admitted that the phone call took place and the meeting with military officers took place. What he did not tell you is what happened in those meetings and what happened and what he said during the phone conversation. So I believe Bob Woodward's version of what went down here, that Milley ordered the officers to swear an oath to him that they would not take any orders from President Trump in the final days of the Trump presidency. This is, it is stunning, folks. But the, and the problem here is that the mood and the atmosphere on Capitol Hill is so poisoned that people are not going to be held accountable. Quite frankly, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff should all have been removed from their positions. But that's not going to happen. The idea that the Secretary of Defense cannot tell you how many American citizens were left behind by Joe Biden, that is a fireable offense in my estimation. But anyway, here we are, and we're going to break down more of this audio for you. But the big story that you need to pay attention to is Joe Biden either lied to the American people or he is so mentally deficient that he actually forgot the advice the military leaders gave him about keeping troops in Afghanistan. And I don't buy this whole nonsense about Milley not resigning. Why did he not resign? Because ultimately the blame is going to fall on him for the failures in Afghanistan. So, look, we've got a lot going on here today. We're going to be talking with all sorts of folks about what's happening in Washington. Also, the very latest on this crazy case of the YouTube star. We're going to talk to Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's on the case, and they're trying to track down the boyfriend. They seem to think he's the guy that killed the gal. So we're going to be talking with Dog the Bounty Hunter a little bit later on. We're going to be taking your calls, too, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, our website, it is open for business right now, toddstearns.com. We hope you check that out, too. We'll be right back, America.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
I can't imagine what the United States would be like without Alliance Defending Freedom. I've been covering their stories for a number of years. We've had most of their clients on our radio show. Alliance Defending Freedom, fighting for religious liberty, free speech, marriage and family, parental rights, and of course, the pro-life movement. And they are very successful at what they do. 13 Supreme Court victories since 2011, and they have played a significant role in many other court cases around the country. But here's what's really amazing about Alliance Defending Freedom. They provide legal services to their clients free of charge. Do not charge a penny. And that's where you come into the picture. We are helping Alliance Defending Freedom raise money so they can continue to fight for our freedom. And I want to encourage you right now to consider investing $100 in the Freedom Fund. Help Alliance Defending Freedom continue to fight these court battles and be ready when your freedoms are threatened too. All you need to do is click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at toddstearns.com or call 855-716-7461. That's the ADF banner, toddstearns.com, or call 855-716-7461. All right, New York, interesting story here. Last night, well, early this morning, midnight, was the deadline for hospitals workers, including nurses and doctors, to get the jab. They say without that jab, you will lose your job. Now, the national media is not reporting the numbers, but some of the state organizations are. We did a little bit of digging, and we discovered that around 70,000 hospital workers in New York State still are not getting the vaccine. Those are the ones that refuse to get the vaccine, and that's why the governor is about to call up the National Guard. Now, here's what's fascinating about this. The governor, by the way, her name is Kathy Hochul. And according to the Democrats, we are in the middle of a medical crisis, a health emergency. And so what do the Democrats do in the middle of a health emergency? They fire all of these nurses and doctors and medical workers who could actually help people that are suffering from some sort of illness. So an argument could be made here that the governor of New York is actually putting people in harm's way by firing all of these hospital workers who refuse to get the vaccine. And I say good for them. This ought to be replicated in every single city, every single state in this nation. Same thing is happening right now in Missouri, where thousands of hospital workers are balking. They, too, are refusing to get the vaccine. Now, no one in the mainstream media has bothered to ask this question, the drive-by media. But it's a question that somebody, you know, an enterprising journalist should ask. What is it about that vaccine that the nurses and the doctors and the medical workers know that they're not telling us? There's got to be something there. And I'm just going to throw out a theory. Is it possible that these doctors and nurses and medical workers who have chosen not to get the vaccine, the reason why is because they have seen the side effects of the vaccine in their patients? Now, you just think about that for a moment. You know they're going to see it. When somebody gets the vaccine and all of a sudden their face is paralyzed, they see that. And you have to, I mean, these are very smart individuals, and they know that if they get that vaccine, there's a very good chance one of their body parts might get paralyzed. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be paralyzed. Nobody wants an arm to fall off. You say, Tom, well, nobody's arms. Well, you know what? Their skin has. You gotta do the research on this, folks. You gotta Google. I mean, there's some crazy stuff going down with these vaccines. Not to mention the massive amount of people who are now suffering from heart issues because of the vaccine. So anyway, last night they started firing all of these workers, and the question is, okay, exactly how many people have lost their jobs, and how is the governor planning to fill those hospital empty positions? How is she going to do that? Well, the governor says she's going to call up the National Guard. Okay, well, just think about this for a second. What if the National Guard folks haven't been vaccinated? What about them? What are you going to do then? And by the way, the National Guard troops are actually serving and filling needs in the state, so they're being pulled away from jobs they are already doing to work at the local hospital as pink ladies. And the governor also wants to call in all of the retired medical workers and medical students. So just think about this, folks. You go into the hospital, you got to have an open heart surgery, and you can have like a 19-year-old who just passed biology over at NYU opening up your chest. Nobody wants that. Good golly. Now, coming up after the break, we're going to take you to church. It turns out, and I had no idea, that Governor Kathy Hochul, who replaced the pervert Cuomo, brother of Fredo, over at CNN, the most profane name in news, you've got Hochul now, who apparently is some sort of a lay preacher or a priestess or a bishop. And we're going to go to church coming up after the bottom of the hour break. But she says that God made the vaccine. Therefore, if you love God, you will get the vaccine. And the implication is, if you don't get the vaccine, you hate God. The governor also announcing there are no more religious exemptions for the vaccine. And she said the reason why is because all of the religious leaders she's spoken to say there is no biblical precedent to have a religious exemption. I wish I could tell you I was making this up, but it's true. The woman slapped crazy. So they replaced the pervert with a moron and a reverend moron. And we're going to play some of that coming up after the break here. You know, all this week, folks, we've been talking about our good friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. And I want to tell you a story about a woman named Lori Smith. She owns a web design business in the Denver area called 303 Creative. And she creates these really beautiful custom websites. Well, back in 2016, attorneys for Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit on Lori's behalf, challenging a Colorado law that would force her to design websites promoting messages that violate her religious beliefs. To make matters worse, that same law now prevents Lori from from doing that on her own website, by the way, her own website, expressing her religious reasons for only creating websites that celebrate certain messages and ideas. So the question is, do creative professionals have the freedom to decide which messages they celebrate through their art? So Alliance Defending Freedom filed a petition with the Supreme Court to hear Lori's case, and ADF won, by the way, 13 victories at the Supreme Court since 2011. Well, here's what we need you to do. ADF, they represent all their clients pro bono. That's free, including clients like Lori, and they need our help. So I want you to go to toddstarnes.com and click on Alliance Defending Freedom's banner, and we're raising money for them all this month. Would you consider a donation to the Freedom Fund? Go to toddstarnes.com right now. Click on Alliance Defending Freedom banner. We'll be right back, America. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Wow, you folks are fired up over on the Facebook live stream today. Dennis writes in, Todd, I heard an interview with an ER nurse who refuses to get the vaccine. She said her colleague saw and know too much to get the vaccine. And I think that's the bigger story here. The bigger story is why. Why are the doctors and the nurses not getting the vaccine? And I suspect that's it. Because they know, they see firsthand what's really going on here. Let's get to the phone. Statesville, North Carolina. Gail listening to us on WSIC. Gail, I understand you have a story about a nurse that got the jab. What happened?
She was dating a son of a friend of ours and really nice gal and about 32 years old. And she got the vaccination. She finished her shift, went home, went to bed, never woke up.
Is that right? She had no other conditions. She just got the vaccine.
Exactly.
Gail, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that these vaccinations are not being procured long enough in the petri dishes. I think I told you once before, worked in research with making allergies. And for making an allergy, they spent 15 months in petri dishes being tested all the time. This stuff isn't being in petri dishes for 15 months, and that was allergies. So, you know, they're knocking them out, and they're knocking us out right along with it. It's a sin.
Well,
my
look,
heart goes out to everybody.
Gail, I think that is it, is that these medical experts know that this has not been tested enough, which is why they're having to go, they're having to backtrack and alert people that, hey, now we're starting to see the symptoms. I would have much rather had waited. And again, 98% of the people who get the China virus survive the China virus. And that,
exactly,
that percentage gets lost in the national news coverage. But if you could imagine, Gail, just imagine what 40, 50,000 people a year died of the flu. And except over the past 2 years where nobody has died of the flu and nobody's gotten the flu for some strange reason.
We have had 80 pandemics since the beginning. We've had 80 pandemics. We have gotten through them with people paying attention. And all of a sudden, this is coming through, and it's knocking people out. You know, people aren't paying any attention if they've had any precursor, if they've had any heart problem, or they're wearing a heart monitor, or if they've had tuberculosis or anything like that. This is reactivating all the old stuff that they've had before.
Well, it is. Well, and Gail, on top of that, if you could just imagine, just imagine every night on the news, they tell you about every person who died of the flu. People would be freaking out. The reality is people get illnesses and people die. That is the normal way of life in America. It's the normal way of life around the world. And if we're going to stay in this cycle of reporting how many people die of the China virus, and I would say allegedly die of the China virus, because, again, we've documented this, that if you get hit by a bus, you die of the China virus. So we don't know how many people have truly died of the virus. Gail, thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening to us, and we appreciate all of our great listeners on WSIC. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And our website, by the way, we have some great stories up. And I would also encourage you, while we are in the middle of all of this, to go ahead and sign up now for our free newsletter. This is the only way that you're going to be able to get conservative news delivered to you. You're not going to get it on your Facebook newsfeed anymore, but you will get it in our newsletter, which we provide every single day just after this show goes off the air. So, look, I believe we have some audio here. So Governor Kathy Hochul from New York State has made an interesting pronouncement, and this is important for you to understand about where we are now. We've been saying for quite some time, and I told you, I think I mentioned this months ago, that there are people over at Fox News that listen to this program, that take notes, and they monitor what we're talking about. And by and large, the theories that we talk about on this radio program typically end up on Fox News Channel later in the day. And I wear that as a badge of honor. We appreciate the fact that the Fox people are listening to us and they're picking up on our angles. You know, Mark Levin goes through this a lot on his program, and I'm a big fan of Levin, and I listen to his program in the evening. But he will, people will pick up on some of the ideas and the concepts that he talks about on his radio show. So for quite a while now, we've been talking about this, the religion surrounding the China virus, almost the spiritual fervor that the pro-mask, pro-vaccine crowd has. They are zealots. Some would even call them fundamentalist in their beliefs, and they are trying to proselytize those of you who refuse to get the vaccine. So we have some audio, and you know what? We need a I don't know, Grace. I think that we need to go to church.
I think
today.
It's always a good time to go to church.
You know, and again, let's, you know, this is it's the radio church of the air, as they say. And we're going to play some audio from the governor as she speaks at a church. You know what, guys? We're just going to play the audio of the governor. Please play. Okay,
I prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love? But to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe when they're in schools. I want you to be safe when you go to a doctor's office or to a hospital and are treated by somebody. You don't want to get the virus from them. You're already sick or you wouldn't be there. We have to solve this, my friends. I need every one of you. I need you to let them know that this is how we can fight this pandemic, come back to normal, and then start talking about the real issues that we have to. Fighting systemic racial injustice, which exists today, and if there's a denier, I will take you on any day because I've seen it. I know it exists, and we are not going to have a blind eye to this ever again any longer.
All right, there you go. The governor of New York saying that if you love God, you better get the vaccine, and if you don't get the vaccine, you don't love God. She's also calling on people to become her apostles. And again, going back to this whole idea of the religious nature of this virus now, where people are genuinely treating this as if it is some sort of a religion. Tucker Carlson finally jumped on the bandwagon, and last night he actually referenced what we've been talking about for quite some time on this program, that there is some sort of a fundamentalism surrounding the vaccine and these people that it's almost cult-like, where they've taken the Kool-Aid and now they are becoming these rabid supporters of this this ideology, this religion that was created by St. Fauci himself. And clearly the governor is some sort of a priestess or a bishop in this Church of Fauci. Unbelievable, but there you go. All right, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. Let's go to North Carolina. Kitty on the line. Hi, Kitty. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Well, you're talking about people that have died from the shot and COVID. I just wanted to say that my brother's friend died after taking the shot. And my friend in Georgia and her husband took the shot, got COVID, and died. So I know some other people that have contracted, you know, the COVID, but survived it. But anyway, these two for sure.
And Kitty, I am so sorry to hear this news, but unfortunately, this is happening all over America. And the media, they don't want to report on that. They don't want to report on the number of people who have died after getting the vaccine, and they sure don't want to talk about the people who have suffered adverse effects like being paralyzed or suffering cardiac arrest and things of that nature. And that's unfortunate because we all need to be informed. And they know that if the American people, the general population knew that there are great dangers in getting that vaccine, most people will not get it. And that's why they're forcing this. They're cramming it down the throats of all these medical workers and government workers. All right. Kitty, thank you. Thank you for the call. You know, folks, it is so important. And really now more than ever, to support companies that share our values. And that's one of the reasons we support Patriot Mobile, the sponsor of our Newsmaker line. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And that means they share our beliefs. And by the way, Patriot Mobile, they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that we care about. Pro-life organizations, Second Amendment organizations, religious liberty organizations. So I want to encourage you to switch to Patriot Mobile right now. If you use the promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile, it really does have the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other carriers use, and they've got plans to fit any budget you might have. And if you are a veteran or a first responder hero, you're going to get even more discounts. Switching to Patriot Mobile is super easy, folks. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. Use their U.S.-based customer service team. You can give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
We Well, guess what's been going on, folks, in the mainstream media? So all last week, you had God and country, Maxine Waters, Joe Biden, all out there condemning the Border Patrol agents. And they were ready to string them up. I mean, they were ready to lynch, literally lynch, Border Patrol agents because of the photos of the agents on horseback with the reins. And you had the New York Times, Axios, Politico. Just go down the list. Everybody was reporting this. And folks, we did not. We did not because there was no story. The allegations were that the agents were whipping the illegal aliens, and Joe Biden went on national television. Jen Psaki went on national television. They're out there saying that the agents are going to pay for this, that you're going to have investigations, and that heads are going to roll, and so on and so on. And it turned out not to be true. And the photographer who actually came out with the pictures, the one who was there, who saw all of this happening, finally came out and said, hey, look, you guys are getting this wrong. Nobody got whipped. Nobody was beaten. As a matter of fact, the Border Patrol agents were doing their best to prevent the horses from trampling these illegals, one of whom actually attacked a horse. And so now, again, and they are faced, the administration is now faced with an issue because now they know it's not true. But instead of acknowledging they were wrong and apologizing to these Border Patrol agents who have been wronged, and many of them are now facing attacks, instead of saying, we were wrong, we apologize, they are doubling down. But something interesting is going on in the mainstream media because they know they screwed up. So Axios has now issued a retraction. They have issued a correction, as well as the New York Times. They have all now said the story, they got the story wrong. CNN's Brian Stelter is also distancing himself from the bogus whipping narrative. And he said that he scolded members of the media. Quote, these photos, these viral photos of Border Patrol agents on horseback using horse reins to rein the horses. So these were described as whips by some in the media, some commentators on social media. And here we go. This was a faulty media narrative involving the word whips that it seemed kind of like the horse was out of the barn. It wasn't able to be reined back in. No, let me explain what this is. This was a lie. It was a lie. Just like Ferguson, Missouri, the hands up, don't shoot. It was a lie. Everybody knew it was a lie. The reporters knew it was a lie, but they used that lie because it perpetrated and it advanced their narrative that cops are bad, that Border Patrol agents are bad. Now, the question here, and again, this needs to be addressed at every single White House press briefing. Somebody in the White House press corps needs to ask them why the Biden administration has not come out and retracted the horrible things they've said about the Border Patrol agents. Somebody needs to ask, when are they going to apologize to the Border Patrol agents? When is that going to happen? But it's not going to happen. Because this is right out of the Barack Hussein Obama playbook. You take a situation like this and you take advantage of it. What was it the Godfather said? Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste. It doesn't matter that it's all a lie. They don't care because they know your attention spans are not very long. You're not going to remember the retractions. All you're going to remember are the accusations that there were people on horseback beating blacks with whips. That's what they want you to believe. It doesn't matter that it's a lie. That's not the point. Just like Ferguson, Missouri, it was a lie. They want you to believe literally that a police officer went up to an innocent black man and just shot him down in the middle of the street after he had his hands up, when we all know that was not true because of the surveillance footage. We all know it did not happen because of the eyewitness accounts. Not that it matters, but from black eyewitnesses. We all know, We all know because the Trayvon Martin story did not turn out the way the mainstream media. Are you following this? That's why when you have all of these stories out there about racially charged language being spray painted on homes, and by and large, it turns out to be done by minorities, you don't hear the aftermath. You don't hear the conclusion of those stories. You only hear one side. It's a pretty ugly world we're living in, folks. All right. Hey, got to take a break here. Hang tight. We got another hour coming at you. Two, actually. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
You know, folks, all this month, we are raising a very important issue for our listeners, and I really want you to pay close attention to what I'm about to share with you, because this is so vitally important to what our program is all about. From day one, one of the things that has set us apart from all the other wannabe talk show hosts, noon to 3 Eastern, and really out there across the country, is our commitment, our dedication to the United States Constitution, and especially when it comes to defending free speech and religious liberty. And that's one of the reasons why we so appreciate the incredible and very important work that Alliance Defending Freedom has been doing across this country. Now, look, we get so many messages from you on social media. We get emails, text messages. And many of you ask the same question, Todd, what can we do to help? What can we do? Well, now we have an answer for you. Alliance Defending Freedom has some of the best lawyers in America. They have won 13 victories at the Supreme Court for religious liberty and for freedom of conscience. Every single case they represent, they do it pro bono. That means free of charge. They do not charge a single penny for the client. You say, well, how do they make their money? Well, they get it from us, and they need our help. And so all this month, we're going to be partnering alongside Alliance Defending Freedom and raising money for their Freedom Fund. And here's what we would love for you to consider doing. All you need to do is go to our website, toddstearns.com, and you will see the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, the ADF banner. You can go to toddstearns.com and donate $100 to the Freedom Fund. This is very important. There are not many radio shows out there that support religious liberty. We're one of them, and they need our help. You can also give them a call, so write down this telephone number, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461, and you can donate $100, $1,000, or maybe just $10. Every single penny helps them fight for freedom and religious liberty. They are the world's largest legal organization committed to protecting religious freedom, free speech, marriage and family issues, and the pro-life movement. So again, toddstearns.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. You say, Todd, I was thinking about getting a copy of your book this month. No, just wait. The book will be there, but we need every single penny we can get to help this great, great organization fight for our rights. Again, toddstearns.com or 855-716-7461. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Newsmax TV, our good friend Rob Finnerty. Rob, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Good to be with you guys. Another quiet day in Washington today.
Yeah, that's one way of saying it. General Milley making some headlines. Man, this guy's a sleazeball. He's throwing everybody under the bus. First it was Donald Trump. Now it's Pelosi and Joe Biden.
I've got a running count going. He's mentioned it four times, that February 29th, 2020 is the date that Donald Trump said that we are going to pull out of Afghanistan. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but on January 20th, 2021, Joe Biden became president. That's 8 months ago. This could have changed any time after January 20th. The buck stops with the guy that's sitting behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You don't have to take the plans of your predecessor and follow them. You can change them. You're the president.
Rob, I'm curious to get your thoughts on the back and forth between Milley and Tom Cotton. Milley actually acknowledged that he told the president, and I believe McKenzie did as well, they both told the president, you need to keep about 2,500 troops in Afghanistan until we get everybody out. They're saying that their advice and counsel was received and accepted, and yet Joe Biden said otherwise. So Biden's either lying about it, or he just forgot. What do you think it is?
Yeah, no, Joe Biden he's lying about it. You know what, though, Todd, you make a good point. He very well actually may have forgotten with the current cognitive state of our president, which remains an open question. But I had your Tennessee senator on Wake Up America this morning. Marsha Blackburn was on. And I asked her, she's part of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and I said, are you going to get 7 minutes to ask the questions that need to be asked today? And she said, we're hoping for seven. It might be five. Turns out they were only given five because this is such a partisan hit job. They're not going to give – Tom Cotton, I thought his line of questioning was great, but even the most skilled litigator can't really establish anything in five short minutes. And Tom Cotton did the best job he could with the time he was given. But that right there, I think it's very clear. Both General Milley and Lloyd Austin have said this multiple times, that they're not going to talk about specific advice that they gave to the president, that they gave to Joe Biden. I'm surprised that none of the senators have said this, but my follow-up would be, well, why not? Why not? 13 U.S. service members died on August 26th. Don't they deserve to know the truth of what went on, how this debacle played out in the planning stages? It's just shocked me throughout the day.
Well, there's still a lot of ground to cover, and again, I don't think anybody's going to be held accountable here. Head should have rolled. That is clearly not going to happen, and it'll be interesting to hear how Jen Psaki handles questions she gets, because clearly somebody is not telling the truth here. It's either General Milley or it's President Biden. I don't know where we're going to get to the bottom of that, but we shall see. Meanwhile, New York State. Now, the deadline was last night, midnight. Nurses, medical workers fired. What's the latest from New York?
Well, that's where, you know, we're in New York City at Newsmax right in Midtown, and there were nurses, a huge number of nurses out protesting yesterday because of the vaccine mandate. They are, you know, are not there yet when it comes to doing their own research about the vaccines. And they are going to lose their jobs. I mean, they're put on unpaid, not even paid. They're put on unpaid leave. So ostensibly they're being let go from their jobs. These are the same people that tried to save anyone's life who would go to the hospital. These were the ultimate frontline workers, the ultimate heroes, right? They were getting rounds of applause. Especially in New York City, which was ground zero for COVID back in April 2020. And now these same people are being kicked to the curb because they dare question the Biden regime's vaccination process. Todd, you know what's weird to me? You name any illness, if you get poison ivy, there are multiple ways to treat it. If you get cancer, there are dozens of ways to treat it. Why isn't it the same when it comes to coronavirus? I'm not saying you shouldn't get the vaccine, but I'm saying, why aren't we celebrating and at least looking into other possible ways to treat this deadly, terrible disease?
Well, that's a great question. But and they also ought to be asking, and I would love for maybe your Newsmax reporter there in the White House press briefing room, you know, I'd like to know why these nurses and medical workers don't want to get the vaccine. Clearly, they know something, and that's why they don't want to get this vaccine. And I suspect, Rob, it's because they've seen the side effects up close and personal, the kinds of stories that ought to be reported by the mainstream media but are not.
Yeah, I think, you know what, that's an interesting point, just because you're right. They have the most knowledge of what this thing looks like up close and personal. So why is there that extra layer of hesitation with a lot in the medical community? But I just think it's terrible. You know, in Massachusetts, we are seeing dozens of state troopers resign And the National Guard is being called in to assist there. The National Guard's driving buses. Medically trained members of the National Guard are going to be working in hospitals in New York City. I mean, these are people that were there for us when we needed them most in the early days of the pandemic. And they're literally, they're being forced to resign, quit, or they're not being paid. It's really terrible. I don't know how we went from 15 days to flatten the curve to you're fired.
By the way, Rob, last night, thousands of people taking to the streets of New York City demanding their rights, their liberties back. That was pretty impressive.
A huge number, too. There's something happening right now in this country, and I think we'll get a better idea of what it really is 13 months from now when the midterm elections happen. But, you know, 4 weeks ago when college football kicked off, we saw the chant breakout at one game too, and I think that first weekend, that first Saturday, it was something like 8 games, and then it happened the following week, and then it happened at NFL games, and it's happened at baseball games. It happened during the Red Sox Yankees series this past weekend. This is not isolated. People are upset. They don't trust what's happening in Washington, and I think they're fed up. They've had enough.
All right, Rob, we're going to have to leave it there. Rob Finnerty, Newsmax TV, always good having you on the show.
Thanks so much, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right. By the way, she is one of the rising stars of the GOP. I'm talking about Governor Kristi Noem, South Dakota.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
This story from Fox 5 in Washington, D.C. All right, listen up, all you people there in Arlington County, Virginia. So they want you to start keeping your leftover food scraps in your home. This is pretty disgusting. According to Fox 5, Arlington residents should have already gotten a free countertop container. So you know how most homes, you got your you go into the kitchen, you've got a cookie jar, and maybe you have your pasta there in one of those little containers. Well, now they want you to put a container on your kitchen counter that would include rotting food. Now, normally, I don't know, in years past, you would, if you've got food left over, you would put it in the garbage disposal, I guess, or put it in the garbage and then take the garbage outside. That's how the Starnes family, you know, normally does it. Anyway, according to the Arlington County folks, you put all the rotting food on a countertop container. Then you put a compostable bag inside the container and you fill it with the uneaten food scraps. And then you put the bag in a green organic cart and you take it down to the curb. Well, how long is the rotting food supposed to last in your house? That sounds fairly disgusting. Arlington County says it is great for the environment and it's great for the community. Food waste is a huge issue for climate change. Oh, there you go. So it's a simple way to make a big difference at home. Yeah, I'm not too sure people are going to put rotting food in their kitchen and just leave it there. That's not very appetizing. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. The FBI says the national murder rate jumped 30% rather in 2020. The murder rate increased 29.4%, an estimated 21,570 murders, making it the largest percentage increase in modern history. That's more than 5,000 over last year. That would be the most murders since 1995. They'll figure out some way to blame that on Donald Trump. I have no doubt about that as well. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, coming up a little bit later on, we have Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's going to be here to weigh in on the latest over the manhunt of this guy named Brian Laundry. Also, the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, has mailed a letter to President Biden vowing to not comply. So Knox County, Tennessee, home of the University of Tennessee, the mayor there says we're not going to comply with any China virus mandates. And then a little bit later on today, we're going to be talking with Matt Staver from Liberty Council. They are now representing thousands, and I mean thousands of Americans who are have either lost their job or about to lose their job over the China virus mandate. So a lot going on here, folks, as we get through the next little while. But we're talking about thousands and thousands of people that could be losing their jobs because they refuse to get that jab. By the way, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator James Lankford, and other Republicans have introduced a bill that would ban the Department of Defense from discharging any service member who chooses not to get the COVID shot. Right now, as it stands, any service member who refuses to get the vaccine could be dishonorably discharged. Well, Republican lawmakers are trying to do something about that. We had Mike Berry from First Liberty Institute on the show last week, and he says that this piece of legislation would actually protect service members from receiving a dishonorable discharge and will allow them to go on with their lives. But we got to make sure the military is protected, and we've got to make sure that they are not forced to do something they do not want to do. And far too many of these young men and women, there was a report yesterday that that some Air Force pilots have actually been grounded because they have heart conditions now. They went and got the vaccine, and now these perfectly healthy people, now all of a sudden, they can no longer do their jobs. Much like the NCAA athlete from Tennessee State University. We told you about this kid. He's a golfer. He was perfectly fine until he got the second dose of the vaccine. And now this young man in the hospital, heart condition, college golf career now over. Not only that, there is another report of a tennis star who may no longer be able to play tennis because he got the vaccine and he suffered a severe side effect as well. And a lot of tennis players do not want the virus or the vaccine, and they say there's really no reason why they should, considering they're more than 6 feet apart from their opponents. So we'll jump into that. All right, Mayor Glenn Jacobs coming up next on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We'll be right back, America. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. And it was, you know, folks, yesterday it just warmed my heart watching all those New Yorkers marching in the streets, holding up the banners and the signs, and they're demanding their freedom back. They're not going to get it back, but it was nice that they were out there at least trying. I mean, they're New York, California, you guys are screwed. I mean, there's really no, you made your bed, now you have to lie in it. Maybe, just maybe, there's a glimmer of hope in New York. California is a lost cause. And this is why so many people are moving to other parts of the country, especially places like North Carolina and Florida and Tennessee, where people are allowed to breathe free. Well, the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, a guy by the name of Glenn Jacobs, has written a letter to President Biden on official county letterhead saying very respectfully that there is no way they're going to comply with these mandates. And I want to read a line here from this incredible letter from Mayor Jacobs. I am appalled by your statement. This is not about freedom or personal choice. On the contrary, in America, it is always, always about freedom. Well, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, Glenn Jacobs. Mr. Mayor, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Thank you very much for having me on.
So I'm curious, Mayor, why is it that you felt compelled to write this letter to President Biden?
Well, I believe that what President Biden was doing with an executive order that circumvented Congress by going through an executive department, the Department of Labor, for something like this, which has massive ramifications for tens of millions of Americans. This is not just like saying, you know, hey, the ladder can only be so tall without some sort of buttress or something like that, you know, with OSHA. This is literally controlling people's lives, and it required congressional action. Now, I still would have been against it because it's anti-freedom, but nevertheless, if it had gone through Congress, that would have been one thing. And as a local official, I feel that when you look at the Constitution and the 10th Amendment says the powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states or the people, respectively, well, public health has always been considered a state and or local issue. And of course, now the president is circumventing the 10th Amendment too by going through an executive department. So when the president can do that, and when all of the powers of government, as far as the legislature and the executive, are combined into one, we don't have a president anymore. We have a king. And that's extremely un-American. And yes, perhaps the most important part was, though, when the president said that it's not about freedom, because in America, it always is about freedom. And
of course, Mr. Mayor, you know, Mr. Mayor, this is about this impacts every business with 100 or more employees. They're required to get vaccines. Also, and this is where, you know, it gets fuzzy, and I'm curious to get your take on this. It also covers all sporting events and entertainment venues, and of course, you have probably one of the largest in the state there on the campus of the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. Are people required to show vaccine papers or be vaccinated to get into the football games?
So that's going to be a really interesting question, because this is another thing that the president did not address in his order, is the fact that Tennessee state law prohibits governmental entities from mandating vaccines for COVID-19. So now we have an executive order running contrary to state law. So at this point, no, that's actually illegal under Tennessee state law. But we'll see inevitably what the courts say, if this order ever even comes through. Now, you know, who knows whether that's going to happen. But at this point, no.
I'm not going to name names, but I know that there's a big concert. Grace, who is doing the concert in Nashville over the weekend that we had a mutual friend go to in Nashville? Oh, was it Dave Matthews? I don't know who it was. Kyle, who was it?
Well, I went to Dave Matthews this weekend.
All right. Well, I heard rumblings. I heard rumors that there were people who went to the concert, Mr. Mayor, and they were using the fake vaccine cards to get in. Isn't that brilliant?
Well, yeah. And of course, just like with taxes, what government doesn't realize is that people will avoid certain regulations. And with taxes, of course, try to do things that are going to lower our tax burden. And with this, people are going to figure out ways to get around it. So we're going to have a gray or a black market pop up with vaccine certifications and certificates. So, you know, that government is really bad about thinking about the unintended consequences of what they do. They think I can throw down a law and everybody's going to comply with it. And that's not always the way it works.
I mean, you guys are, what, the third largest metro area in the state of Tennessee. So we're talking about a lot of business, a lot of people. What are folks doing there in Knoxville? Are you guys living your lives, getting back to normal?
Yeah, people are mainly doing that. You know, unfortunately, we've seen a surge of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations, just like the rest of the Southeast. Our hospital system is pretty strained. They're working very hard. But when you when you look out in public, you know, here, it's a little different than it is, like you mentioned, New York and California. It's a lot different here than it is there. And you still have people wearing masks and you know, doing those things. And that's fine. More power to you. You know, do whatever you in your own life that you want to do. Just don't force these decisions onto other people. And, you know, don't say that government has more power over an individual to make decisions about their health care than the individual does. And that's how we try to do things here.
I know you sent this letter back September 16th. Have you heard from the White House? Have they received your letter?
No, they have not responded back to it. I sent a physical hard copy as well as to the email address that is appropriate for those sort of things, but I haven't heard back.
All right. Well, wow. Well, good for you, sir. And I know that the good citizens, the patriots there in Knox County, appreciate you defending them and standing up for freedom and liberty.
Well, I appreciate it, Todd. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right, you do as well. That's Mayor Glenn Jacobs in Knox County, Tennessee, home of the University of Tennessee Volunteers. And they decided, you know what? Yeah, we don't really care what the President of the United States says. We are not going to infringe on the liberty of our citizens. And I say, good for you, Mr. Mayor. And we need more people like that in major metropolitan areas. I think by and large, smaller towns, communities, medium-sized cities that are run by Republicans, you guys are living your lives. You're not going to be beholden to what Washington, D.C. is telling you. So good for you, Mr. Mayor, and we support you and we salute you on this radio program. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This word just coming in from North Carolina. Novant Health has announced that they have fired 175 workers. It is believed to be one of the largest ever mass terminations due to the vaccine mandate. So these are individuals who did not comply with the mandatory vaccine policy, and the Novant health system has announced they have fired 175 workers. They also have suspended others across 15 hospitals and 800 clinics. Unvaccinated employees were given 5 days to comply. More than 99% of the employees actually followed through on the order. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Oh, is this Dave Matthews? So the rumor I heard, Grace Baker, is that there were people. Oh, there was Dave singing. He's got a great voice. Big concert in Nashville, and a lot of people going to these concerts, you know, you have to be vaccinated. Nashville is a woke city. I never understood why. I didn't understand why Ben Shapiro and he pulled up stakes in Los Angeles and moved to Nashville. And remember the image, by the way, instead of wearing like a ball cap, I guess he thinks we all wear Richard Petty hats.
I think
around
so.
Around here.
That's typical.
Wow.
Typical. I mean, I guess relatively speaking, it's a lot better than where he was. I mean,
I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, the taxes, yeah.
Yeah, the taxes. Whew.
But country music industry has gone completely woke.
I never cared for country music, so I don't really care.
And a lot of the executives are, are flaming leftist.
Mm-hmm.
And they have literally turned Nashville into basically Los Angeles East.
It's quite unfortunate.
Have you been there lately? The traffic is terrible.
Yeah, I was there briefly one weekend a few months ago. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but definitely not my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's, you know, just the music and the bromance. What's that, bro country? Is that what they call it? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, again, I do not listen to country music.
Anyway.
But I'll tell you, at 4 a.m. in the morning getting to the airport there, you'd think it was rush hour.
Oh,
it
it's terrible.
It was insane. I was shocked by how fast and how many people were going on the interstate.
It's terrible.
I was like, what the?
And again, it's just this is a great example of all these Hollywood executives and music executives moving to Nashville,
yes,
setting up their roots, and they brought their politics with them. I'll never forget, I've got a story in my book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, about Governor Mike Huckabee and how he was given the heave-ho from the Country Music Association's, one of their foundations. And the governor, the head of the CMA, is some gay married gay dude. And look, what do we care? But the gay dude says someone like Mike Huckabee is not someone we want involved in the country music industry.
Dang.
I mean, if Mike Huckabee is not welcome, what does that say about the rest of us?
He's like the nicest guy ever.
Exactly. And the whole point of the foundation was not to play politics. It was just to raise money to buy musical instruments for kids living in poverty. But the gay guy says, yeah, we don't want somebody like that. Even if it means a child has to go without a musical instrument, we don't want somebody like Mike Huckabee involved in the country music industry.
That's insane.
It is insane. And that tells me that's the death knell of country music. So it's for me, that was the warning sign, the canary in the coal mine, if you will. But Grace, so over the weekend, there was a big Dave Matthews concert in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I know people who went, and the rumblings are that people were actually they have all the security guards out there.
Yes.
And they would seek out the one unmasked security guard and try to get through.
I mean, you got to play it smart if you're going to do that, right?
Got to do it.
I'm not shocked by this. It's just like with the college kids and the fake IDs to go get into the bars.
I think are they doing that in the Memphis clubs, or are we fairly exempt? I don't know. I don't go to the clubs.
I don't really frequent those either, Todd.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything
I have
about
not
it.
Had to deal with that yet, going just like to a restaurant or a bar now.
All right. Well, there you go. So you got to do what you got to do.
This is true.
That's all. All right, 844-747-8868. I am curious if you guys have had to go to a sporting event. Have you had to show some sort of a vaccine passport or show your vaccine papers? I'd be very curious to know how all of that played out. Meanwhile, we are also paying very close attention to what's happening up on Capitol Hill right now. General Mark Milley testifying, and he said just a few moments ago that Al-Qaeda getting back together, talking about getting the band back together, it's a very real possibility. Cut number two, please.
A reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS with aspirations to attack the United States is a very real possibility. And those conditions, to include activity in ungoverned spaces, could present themselves in the next 12 to 36 months.
And by the way, Milley also admitted that President Trump had set up these rules for the Taliban to follow. In other words, it was a conditional withdrawal with the Taliban. Let's take a listen.
While the Taliban did not attack U.S. forces, which was one of the conditions, it failed to fully honor any other condition under the Doha Agreement. And perhaps most importantly for U.S. national security, the Taliban has never renounced Al-Qaeda or broke its affiliation with them. We, the United States, adhered to every condition.
You know nobody's going to get punished for this. There will be no repercussions. I mean, my goodness, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, they left our Benghazi military personnel behind. They allowed them to be slaughtered. So you think anybody's going to pay for this? I don't think so. I got to tell you a story about a woman named Lori Smith. She owns a web design business over in the Denver area called 303 Creative. And it's one of these places where if you want a custom website, she will build these beautiful custom websites for folks. Back in 2016, our good friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit on Lori's behalf, and they were challenging a Colorado law that would actually force her to design websites that promoted messages that violate her religious beliefs. And to make matters worse, the same law now prevents Lori from her own website expressing her religious reasons why only creating websites that celebrate certain messages and ideas. So the question remains, do creative professionals have the freedom to decide which messages they celebrate through their art? It's a great question. Alliance Defending Freedom has just filed a petition with the Supreme Court asking to hear Lori's case. ADF has won, by the way, 13 victories at the Supreme Court since 2011. But as ADF's Matt Sharp tells us, our help is needed because the next challenge to religious freedom could be right around the corner.
One day it may be your grandmother or your business that comes under attack because you wanting to operate consistent with your faith. And maybe your kid's religious school comes under attack for wanting to teach kids the biblical values that you hold so dear. ADF is always there to stand with people to make sure that their rights are not trampled, that their freedom is always protected, both locally, statewide, and ultimately at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Just incredible. ADF, by the way, they do all of their work pro bono. That's free, folks, free. For people like Lori, but they do need our help. And all this month, that's what we're doing. We're helping to cover the cost of defending our freedom. So I want you to do this. Please go to toddstarns.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. You will see them all over the page. Again, Alliance Defending Freedom banner at toddstarns.com. And consider a $100 donation to the Freedom Fund. Look, this is all about making an investment in our future as a country, protecting our dear, dear, cherished freedoms. $100, you say, Todd, I don't have $100. Well, all right, what about $10 or $20 or $50? Whatever you can give to the Freedom Fund will be so well received. You can also phone your gift in any amount to 855-716-7491. That's 855-716-7491. Or ToddStarns.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banners. They're all over the front page of our website. And join me in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. Folks, we've got a whole lot more straight ahead, including Dog the Bounty Hunter, who's on the case down there in Florida as they search for a possible killer. We're also going to be talking to Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel. Matt now defending thousands of people all over the country who have been forced to give up their jobs because they did not want to get the China virus vaccine. So we'll be talking to Matt Staver coming up as well, plus your calls. Hey, by the way, ToddStarns.com, our store is open for business. Christmas time, right around the corner. We have some great shirts. We have great coffee mugs and tumblers. And, of course, all of my books, including the newest one, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Check that out, ToddStarns.com. We'll be right back, America.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
You know, Grace Baker, this story involving Gabby Petito, the YouTube star.
Yep.
I mean, you say everybody's talking about it.
It is. I mean, it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. And it's crazy now in the age of social media, seeing the instant reactions to the whole thing as it goes on.
You see, I remember back, you know, when I was a younger person, I'm 53 now, but back when OJ, we didn't have internet, you know, the Twitter and all that, the smartphones. So everybody was glued to their TV, and that really became like the big story that everybody was following. And, of course, now with so many, you know, everybody's eyeballs are someplace else.
Sure.
It's hard for a story like this to sort of pop up into the mainstream, and everybody's following this case.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Gabby was a social media influencer in her own right, so she already had a following before she, you know, passed away.
So now they've got, they believe what the boyfriend, this Brian Laundrie, the fiance, is on the run.
Yep.
Nobody seems to know where this guy is, except for the guest we have on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, who, by the way, is just a good person, in addition to being incredibly, incredibly successful at what he does. Dwayne Chapman, also known as Dog the Bounty Hunter, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Dog, good to have you with us today. Hope you're doing good.
Yes, sir. Thank you. How are you both? And I'm doing good. Thank you.
So, look, you are out. I'm just curious. Why is it you decided to get involved in this case?
Well, for the first reason, I just got married on the 2nd. So my wife's name is Francie. So Francie wanted to come to Florida and put her feet in the sand. So we had been following this story because, before she passed away, one of my daughters actually follows her. So followed Gabby. So we got here, and all of a sudden, it's within driving distance between the father and me. And my social media went wild. We have a lot of followers. And some of them are called the Dog Pound. And they started slamming me, dog, this is... And then one of them said, this little girl passed away at the same age as your daughter that was killed in an accident by a drunk driver. She was the same age. And then my other daughter, baby Lisa, called me up and said, Daddy, did you just hear what they said? And she goes, let's do it in the name of Gabby and Barbara. So Francie then said, she's a rancher and a cowgirl, and honeymoons mean a lot to those kind of girls. And she said, honey, I did marry Dog the Bounty Hunter and sick of doggy. So it's really amazing that, how we entered the race, not on purpose. Okay, we were not forced, but this is what I do. This is what I've done for 45 years.
And you've done it very well, Dog. I mean, if something like this is going to happen, you're the first person that people should call.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we have a special hotline, 833-TELL-DOG. We have that out there. We've received over 1,000 calls now. Half are tips and half are go get them, Dog, and 2% is no wonder they named you Dog Freak. And, you always have to have those. You ain't doing it right?
Now, Dog, let me ask you, did they really call the cops on you?
I went over to the house to talk to the father, and I want to talk to him, right, man to man. And the cops were there, and you can watch me walk up and, we're probably checked to make sure I wasn't armed. And I went up there, knocked a few times, and the neighbor started talking to me, and he's like, Dog, this and that, right? So I'm like, wow, a very nice guy. I knocked again and then left because obviously. So I guess in between after me leaving, the mother called the police, correct?
So did the police show up? Did you guys have any interactions together? I mean.
Well, no. As soon as, he didn't answer, then I don't want to lord her, right? So that's it. What my purpose to go there was to talk to the dad, and since he don't want to talk, then my purpose is to leave. So immediately we left the area quick.
So again, the telephone number, if maybe you have any information about the whereabouts of Laundry, is to call 833-TELL-DOG. That's 833-TELL-DOG. Dwayne, when you see what's going down here, do you think the mom and dad are involved in this in some capacity?
Well, we can assume in some capacity, and our assumption would be based on, I found a park they were at the 1st through the 3rd, and then they were registered from the 6th to the 8th. And, I found info that Brian was with them when they went to the state park and paid for an overnight pass. And never did the parents tell any law enforcement authorities that they had went there. I heard, I'm not sure, but I think the parents said, he's over by the swamp, and that's why law enforcement hit that swamp like two to funk it. I mean, they could have found a turtle, and I'm sure they found thousands of those, but I mean, they hit it, boy. I'm telling you, they went shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow in the most treacherous, above ocean land that you can go into. I mean, a couple I talked to said they no one could survive that. No human, because the gators and all the snakes hanging out of trees, and that is the Florida swamp. So anyway, then we found that yesterday. So I'm assuming that the police will, you know, conduct some kind of search or, and if they don't, you know, they've spent a lot of money looking for this guy. So if they don't, that's where Dog the Bounty Hunter and his family are tax-free. That's where we come in, okay? And then what we work on is people that give us information. I've already got some calls for guys that are guides down in there that live there. And like, Dog, we got a canoe. What you like us to check? So that's how we do, is cooperation with people. And I seem to get more than sometimes, you know, the police or the feds. They have a book they have to go by. They get your name, you know. I don't know how much confidential is confidential. And, you know, with me, I don't even want your name. I know there's a cash reward up, and that's going to whoever gives us info on his apprehension.
Dog, but what does your gut tell you here? Where do you think this guy is?
Oh, my Francis says, don't you start imagining. I think because, you know, there's factors why I think that. He's young, okay, but he's very physically able. He is not a motorcycle rider. He is not a fisherman. He is not, you know, into skateboarding. He is a survivalist. He has spent up to 2 months in the Appalachian Mountain Range, which is, wow, Native American territory, right? It's tough. I've been there chasing the two New York convicts years ago that broke out of Clinton prison. It is a rough territory. But he's made it 2 months on his own. So that's what he does. When he gets scared, I think he came home, told his mom and dad, I killed her. Oh, my God, what happened? You know, they, in a panic, took him somewhere or helped him get somewhere to stash him. You know, stay there a couple months, of, you know, 6 weeks. The heat dies down. We'll come in, turn you in. You know, get a personal reconnaissance bond out of Wyoming. You'll be okay. And then all of a sudden, here comes Adam Walsh, and here comes Fox News, and here comes Don Lennon and CNN, and here they come. Where is Brian? And then here comes the Dog. And then it just blew up, brother. You know, I think it's because the love people have for that poor little girl that passed, and, you know, COVID, and no, I mean, come on, let's get this guy. So the parents had no idea it was going to blow up like this. And now that it has, every one of them, not us, they're in a panic mode. And I can make several hundred mistakes. He's got to just make one, and we got him.
All right, Dog, we got to leave it there, and I know you've got a lot of work to do, but we're going to be paying very close attention. I have no doubt that you're going to get the man there. So, Dog, appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Todd, very much for the opportunity and the platform to get the word out. Thank
all you. Right, Dog, the Bounty Hunter, on the case, ladies and gentlemen, there in Florida. Did I understand this correctly, Grace? He was on his honeymoon, and they're in Florida when all of this happens.
Yep. Beaches of Florida got their feet in the sand,
and you know he's pretty good about, you know, I was a big fan of the show back in the day when he would, you know, they would go after and get these guys, and they're very successful at getting them alive is the point I'm getting at.
So. Yes, for sure.
But I don't know where the guy is. I mean, nobody can find him.
Nope.
But he's out there somewhere,
and I think Dog will find him,
or an alligator will. Or one of
that's
those snakes.
Too.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, I didn't say dead or alive. I just said fine.
Dog is going to get the guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt. That's like the second time he's been on this show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sounds very chill.
He is very chill.
Well,
from
man.
What I can tell. Considering what he does, he's very chill.
Especially for what he does. So, there you go. All right, Dog the Bounty Hunter and trying to, you know, on the case, that manhunt for Brian Laundrie down there in Florida. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Hello, John Mayer this afternoon.
He asks for candor. He asks for directness. And in any scenario, he's not looking for a bunch of yes men and women. And what that means is that ultimately, he's going to have to make the decision about what's in the best interest of the United States. If there's conflicting advice given, by necessity, some people's advice will not be taken.
Go ahead. So what is the White House's reaction to some other aspects of General Milley's testimony? He said, among other things, that it was a mistake for two successive American presidents to have a date-based or date-certain withdrawal, that it ought to be conditions-based. He also indicated in his testimony that the idea of the U.S. credibility would be damaged would be a word that should be looked at. What's the White House's response to those aspects of his testimony today?
Well, first I would say that Secretary Austin spoke directly about our credibility in the world during the same testimony, and he said our credibility remains solid and people place great trust and confidence in America. And what we also look at is the fact that the NATO Secretary General has affirmed that our allies were consulted on the president's decisions. We communicated to the Afghans and to our allies. And since the time of the withdrawal, we worked to get 100 countries together to unite in an effort to make clear that the international community's expectations, what they are, of the Taliban-led government.
Jen Psaki. Have you noticed that? It's weird. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Jen Psaki, live at the White House podium there, taking questions from the media. By the way, she's lying. About 35 minutes ago, Psaki posted a tweet, and she said that the president never said anything about 2,500 troops, and that is simply not accurate. As a matter of fact, George Snuffleupagus, who is the host of Good Morning America on ABC, actually asked Biden that question. So we all know that the White House is lying here. The question is whether or not they're going to make good on this. Okay, we'll be monitoring Jen Psaki there and at the White House press briefing room. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Patty, Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP. Hi, Patty, what's up?
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for being a voice for so many of us.
You're kind to say that.
Well, you certainly are, and we appreciate it. Listen, I'd just like to talk and tell you a little short story about my daughter, who works in the nursing field, has and is working at a residential care center. Last year, when the COVID was so raging, she would work two shifts straight in a row, come home, sleep for a few hours, and go right back to work. I would beg her to please, stay home and rest. And she would say to me, so many people have quit, that who's going to take care of the people that are sick? I have to go. This girl devoted, took time away from her family, worked her rear end off, had to walk around for two shifts at 16 hours, if you can imagine, in masks, shields, gloves, headwear, paper gowns, working in isolation with these people and taking care of them as just for the love of her heart. Now she's being faced that if she doesn't agree to take the COVID vaccine, she could lose her job. Plus, if she just gets fired, of course, they're talking about taking away your unemployment, too. How unfair is that? I hope somehow, some way, somebody finds out that this is wrong. What happened to natural immunity or being exposed to build up your immunity? And you never hear anybody talk about herd immunity anymore.
Well, Patty, for me, the broader question is, why in the world would you fire any health worker during the middle of a global pandemic when you're actually admitting that you have a shortage of nurses and doctors and medical workers to begin with?
Well, some of these places, I don't know this to be true, but I have heard they have even stopped doing drug screens. They are so short of help. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's the wrong thing to do with a health care situation.
Patty, I'm with you on that.
These people, lose their jobs because they have seen the effects of the vaccine, have seen people getting so sick and dying from taking the vaccine, and they choose not to do it because they're 30 years old and they're single mothers trying to take care of their children and can't be sick and can't take, you know, the chance of getting sick or worse, you know, from taking the vaccine.
Patty, got to leave it there. A great call, and thank you for listening, and thanks for supporting WHKP. We love our great friends there at that radio station, one of the best in America. Oh, by the way, we've got this video. You've got to see this on ToddStearns.com from Chicago. This high-end, like, I don't know, lady store. They got the makeup products and all that kind of stuff. So these two black guys go in with huge garbage bags, and they're robbing the place blind. So a white guy's got his video camera, and it's worth watching just to see the white guy's expression. He seems genuinely stunned that nobody is stopping the outright pillaging and plundering of the store. And then the guy's got his face mask down. Grace Baker, I want you to take a wild guess as to what people were more upset about. Was it the two guys robbing the store blind or the white guy with the face mask that was not positioned properly?
I'll take option number two for 100 points.
And we're going to give you a prize. Get yourself a snack out of the snack closet because you're absolutely right. People are upset. Like, how come that man wasn't wearing a face mask? He might have given the robbers COVID. Oh, my word. What's wrong with America? All right. We'll be right back. Matt Staver coming up next. You know, I think we're the only talk radio program in America that has its own DJ spinning the tunes. Where's DJ Kyle? We got to give you a good DJ name. Who is this?
Zap.
What is a Zap?
Zap. That is the guy. You know, he plays with a voice box. You know, it's kind of his little disco-y voice box.
A
kind
disco-y.
Of thing.
All yeah, right.
So he's got some cool music.
All right. Thank you, DJ Kyle. spinning the tunes. You know, can I hear a little bit more of that? I like that music. That was pretty good. Grace, is this your jam, as they say?
Oh, I like
that. Is that what the young people say these days?
Right. Sure time.
I'm digging
sure.
it. All right.
It's a good song.
We're trying to spruce things up a little bit. Is this like a dance tune or you're just jamming as you're driving in traffic?
Oh, yeah. I jam this song all the time.
Thank you, DJ Kyle. Thank you. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio show. I thought I was on Soul Train or something. I don't know. Good to have you. No, they have no idea what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. The looks of, like, confusion right now. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio show. Good to have you with us. You know, we've been following the plight of all of these medical workers who are being fired. We just told you about hundreds being let go in North Carolina. In New York at midnight, they started announcing they were going to be firing people. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel with us. And Matt, I know you're very concerned about this, and you guys are doing something to help these medical professionals. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Todd.
All right. So first of all, I want you to let our listeners know what you guys are doing there at Liberty Counsel.
Well, we're working with over 25,000 people. Those 25,000 people, some of them represent hundreds or thousands within their place of employment. We've never had anything like this in our history. And it is a national catastrophe. We could talk about employment in general, medical, or military. It's unbelievable what's happening to the military. But with regards to the health care, we are headed toward a national disaster, a national emergency over health care shortage. In fact, the governor of New York said she's going to bring out the National Guard to replace all these health care workers. This is absolutely insane. At a time when we need more health care workers, we are now letting these healthcare heroes go. It's unbelievable.
Well, on top of that, Matt, I mean, these National Guard troops have other jobs they need to attend to anyway. And beyond that, how do we know those National Guard troops have complied with the vaccine mandates? I mean, they could be in a very similar situation.
Well, we already see that they're facing in the military dishonorable discharge. We already see law enforcement resigning. Now they're taking National Guard away from where they're supposed to be, and they're displacing the healthcare workers that have been on the front lines for 18 months. And it's the stories that we're hearing from them are just unbelievable.
Man,
they are being stigmatized. They are being dishonored. And frankly, in New York, they're not even recognizing the law.
Matt Staver on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Matt, a lot of people calling into our show, sending us messages, and the question is, and especially government workers, do they have any rights, and what would you recommend? They're on the job. They're being told you have to get the vaccine. You can either resign or be fired. What do you tell these people?
Well, they have certain legal rights. In fact, this is what's happening in New York, Maine, and other places. But let's take New York because it's so outrageous. Title VII is the employment law. It protects everyone with regards to religious discrimination. It allows people to present sincerely held religious beliefs as a basis for avoiding these COVID shots. What the governor said is, well, federal law doesn't apply in New York. Well, you know what? It does apply in New York.
Oh, I think what happened? Did we lose Matt Staver? He just disappeared. I wonder if the New York governor may have got the guy. I don't know. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, just dropped the line there. And again, thousands of medical professionals have signed on to a declaration, the physician's declaration, condemning policymakers over these one-size-fits-all COVID treatment strategies. And so we're going to keep – We'll see what happened there. But anyway, if you are interested in signing on to the any kind of legal action, and Matt Staver said that that a number have already done so, he said upwards of 20,000, you can do that over on their website. That's lc.org, lc.org. I want to go back to this the story out of the out of Chicago where you had the bad guys jumping into – a store and armed with grocery bags, and not a single person tried to stop these individuals at all. Meanwhile, at Six Flags in Maryland, is this Six Flags America in Prince George's County? They had to shut down the theme park. They had a big thing called Fright Night. I guess that's where, you know, the kids go to the they've got the haunted houses and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, you got all these teenagers at Six Flags America, and all you know what broke loose. I mean, they had fights, and there are videos of this all over social media, and the teenagers are literally beating the living daylights out of each other. Never seen anything like this. Unbelievable. So anyway, they had to shut down the park. They had to call the police, and then the teenagers are fighting the police. And you can't touch the kids because then mommy and daddy get involved. How dare you? How dare you touch our sweet little innocent child? He has a right to behave like an animal in public. Who do you think you are, copper? Well, that's what they used to call them back in the day, coppers. So anyway, there are a lot of victims, and many of them have chosen not to file, you know, police reports, and I guess they're afraid. Here's what I don't get. And maybe I'm off base here, but here's how you handle this. You shut down the park, you lock everything up, and you lock the animals inside, and then you go, and yeah, yes, they are animals. It's not their fault they were raised to be animals, but that's exactly what they are. These parents raise their kids to be animals, and they're behaving as such. And they've got to be retrained to behave like human beings. But I would have just locked down the park, send in the police, and arrest everybody. Throw them all in jail. I don't know why this is so hard for people to understand. Meanwhile, how many times have we, and we've heard this here in Memphis, Tennessee, which is one of the most violent cities in all of America. You know, we had Governor Huckabee on yesterday, Grace Baker, and Governor was going to, he was actually driving in Memphis to a funeral, and he said he was on I-240, and I wanted to jump in, and I'm like, good Lord, man, get off that interstate.
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, it's dangerous.
I avoid it.
Everybody does.
I really do.
But you know, Grace, it's interesting. You have a lot of crime, a lot of people getting shot literally every day. And Grace, what is the answer? You got the all the politicians out there, and they always do the press conferences, right? And they have all of these people out there. You've got the preachers, you've got the community activists, and they'll hold a press conference, and what is it they always say? If the children just had more things to do, they wouldn't be shooting each other. That's what they say.
It starts in the home.
And so what do they do? They go out there and they build another community center.
That's not going to solve it.
We've got community centers on every street corner in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's true.
We've got basketball courts galore, and yet people are still shooting each other.
Goodness.
So maybe they should consider that there's another problem here, and it has nothing to do with community centers. It's got nothing to do with I love this. We used to have a show on the radio station that I purchased, and the intro, they were all about, like, we've got to have community centers. We've got to give the children recording studios. What for? What? You really think that's going to stop the violence?
Nope, it's not.
It's called a mom and a dad in the home. Stability. That's what it takes.
And good education.
And a good education. But kids are not getting educated.
No. I'm telling you, it all started when they stopped teaching cursive. I learned cursive.
Is that the problem?
And that's when they stopped teaching cursive. Now, and then it all, do you notice, it all went downhill.
And now they don't even know their pronouns.
Nope.
It's very sad. And that's going to lead to chaos in the jail system because, you know, I mean, anyway, kids don't know if they're male or female. They don't know how to write, so they just mark an X because they're not learning anything in other. The public schools. Other.
You know how you can put male, other. Female, other. Prefer not to say.
That's it. But by
golly, not to say.
By golly, you know somebody's going to say, well, if the kids just had a brand new community center, all would be well with the world.
I don't think another basketball hoop's going to fix this.
No, it's not. And by the way, I mean, we were talking about the FBI reports and crime. The murder rate nationwide is off the charts, the worst since 1995. And people have no respect for authority. Now, I just want to say that, you know, Grace, there are people out there, and you've heard them. I mean, if you go to church and the pastor will say, it's that damn rap music.
Oh, my God.
Well, they don't say damn. I mean,
I was going to say.
Hellfire and damnation. It's that rap music. If the children would just wear ties and sports coats and khaki pants and go to church, all would be well with the world.
Just put on a belt, man.
Put on a, got to pull up the britches. Come on, guys. You know, girls don't want to see your butt crack.
No.
You know, that's not, you know.
Please, no.
Nobody wants to see that.
No.
Nobody wants to see that. But the whole point is, I mean, people are trying to figure out, how do we fix this problem? But you'll hear these preachers, and they'll say it. It's that rap music, that bad rap music, and you need to be watching. You got to turn off the TV. And you know what? They've got a point. Because, I mean, there is so much noise in the culture. And, Grace, if you do not have a mom and a dad, and you're not sending your kid to a church where they're learning right from wrong and they're getting some sort of a moral foundation, and instead, every single day, they're sitting in front of the video games and they're playing. I mean, there's a lot. Look, I'm not critical of video games, but there's a lot of death and destruction, right? I mean, that's pretty much what video games are. You know, you're killing people, a lot of blood. And then you've got the music and the movies, and you're filling the brains of these kids with all of this violence. And then you're not giving them, you know, the value system they need. What is going to be the default mechanism? And I think the default mechanism is they're going to go out, get a gun, and start shooting people.
Goodness.
I would rather. I mean, and you have to think about this, and I do think about it because of the number of people that are getting shot in the streets of Memphis, and especially at gas stations. Now, when I go get gas, I go to a certain place out of town. And even then, you're locking your door,
sure.
And you're just kind of, you're not standing still, leaning against the car. You're always scanning.
Yes.
We should not have to do that. That should not be the norm in society.
But it has become that.
But it is. And you know what? I was thinking about this the other day. It's like, you know, God forbid you get robbed. I would rather be robbed by a grown adult than a teenager, because I think the teenager will shoot you dead and not even feel remorse.
That's sad.
I think you've got a better shot of surviving a carjacking if it's an older criminal. This is where we are.
I've never thought about that before.
Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
I'm loving this music. This sounds great. A little Buddy Rich action. Jazz drummer. Are we becoming, you know what, we ought to just change the format. We're becoming a 3-hour music show. Well, can we take requests from callers? Why don't we do that? Hey, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. And just a reminder, all this month we are launching it's a radiothon for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. And this gives us an opportunity to put some skin in the game, as they say. And we are helping raise money so they can fight these religious liberty cases. And there are a lot of them. Make no mistake about it, folks. The government is coming after us. And the Democrats have already demonstrated that by shutting down the churches in the early days of the pandemic. So I really want to encourage you to lend a helping hand, and you can do it very simply by going to toddstarnes.com. Look for the ADF banner, that Burgundy Alliance Defending Freedom banner with the big letter A, and if you click on that, you'll be able to make a donation to the Freedom Fund. Our goal over the next month is to raise $20,000, and it would be great. I mean, somebody could do that, right, to just drop a $20,000 check and cover the whole amount. But we want you to give us a helping hand by going to toddstarnes.com, or you can call 855-716-7461 to make your donation. All right, let's go to the phones. Gainesville, Georgia, Ted on WDUN. All right, Ted, what's on your mind?
Well, Todd, I saw a YouTube virus by Linquist Genomics, which is a company that researches patents across the world, and they've been doing it for a number of years. They say that one-third of all patents are false. But in 99 and 2003, the CDC decided to patent the coronavirus. And Anthony Fauci and Dr. Ralph Barrett of the UNC, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, were involved in it.
Where are you getting this information, Ted?
From the Linguistics Genomics YouTube. It's a company that goes into patents. That's what they do. So if you look up Linguistics Genomics, you could find the YouTube video and find this information. But anyway, they say the CDC patented the virus. They patented everything about the virus, how it's
why
done.
Why do you think they did that? Our time is short here, so I don't mean to jump in and interrupt, but why do you think they did that? If this is true, why do you think the CDC patented the coronavirus?
Well, they had the means, they had the motive, and they want the monetary gain, and they want the control of it. And when they know that they profit from all this on all these things that have come out with it.
Creating a disease. So you're saying they created this virus and then they
created it.
And then they created the vaccines, and they're making money on the mandatory vaccinations.
Well, yeah, they've all got money in these vaccinations. That are doing it.
As crazy as that sounds, Ted, it actually sounds pretty reasonable. I mean,
Well, if you look at this YouTube virus, and you'll see that in
I got to be honest with you, Ted. I don't get my research from YouTube. You know, I really don't. But I see what you're saying, though.
But the guy's pretty. I mean, the guy's covering it, and he's covering it from A to Z. Plus, he's showing other things. So. Anyway, in 2018, the National Institute for Health told them to stop. That's when they sent the virus to the Wuhan laboratory.
And one big bowl of bat soup later, we're all screwed is pretty much it. Hey, Ted, I hate to do this, but we are coming up on the end of the show, and I really don't want to end on bat soup from Wuhan, but, you know, that's the way it goes. All right. Wow. That actually does sort of make sense, I mean, when you think about it, but who knows. Folks, got to get out of here. We got Marsha Blackburn coming up tomorrow, plus your calls and who knows what else. Get out there. Have a great day, America. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.